On their visit to Sudan, the group of elders has heard a lot about a recent attack on African Union troops in Darfur. 10 AU peacekeepers were killed when rebels overran their camp. The United Nations Security Council condemned the attack as murderous, but hasn't placed blame on any particular group. The UN wants to make sure potential troop contributors aren't scared off as it prepares to take control of the peacekeeping operation. More now from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
When the commander of the African Union force met the elders this week, he painted a grim picture of the situation his troops face there. General Martin Luther Agwai says AU peacekeepers are outgunned and outnumbered and were taken by surprise by the attack.
They were overwhelmed, and it happened at the time when they were the Muslims were just about to break their fast, and because they never anticipated that that would happen. And I've said people have given us in the past, people have threatened attacking us and never did. So even when this threat came, I think people said it's one of those normal threats.
At the United Nations, Sudan's ambassador told reporters that the rebels who were responsible should be punished. Abdul Mahmoud Abdul Halim Mohammed called the rebels criminals and made clear they shouldn't be allowed to be spoilers of peace talks set for Tripoli later this month. He also said he thinks the rebels are trying to prove a point.
To discredit the African participation in the force, as well as to send the message that Africans are not capable of doing that. But we can simply say that even in situations like Iraq, when you have a very powerful army like the United States, they can also incur losses and they can also face surprises like this. So it's not a matter of whether you are well-equipped or not. Attacks can happen anywhere.
Sudan has insisted that a joint UN-African Union force to be deployed later this year should be predominantly African. But the man putting together that force, Jean-Marie Guéno, says Sudan should be drawing a different lesson from the weekend attack on peacekeepers.
This incident shows that this is not the time to look at the passport of any troop. This is a time really to make sure that the troops can do the job and that the capacities are there.
Guéno, who heads the UN's Department of Peacekeeping, says he's given Sudan the first list of potential troop contributors, which includes offers of engineers from Norway and Sweden. He's still far short on some of the things that he needs, such as aircraft, to make sure reinforcements can be moved in if peacekeepers are attacked again.
Thanks to Jordan, we have offers for some close air support. We do not have enough.
U.S. officials have expressed frustration at what they see as the slow pace of the planning. Guéno says the U.N. has no standing army or any way to force nations to make contributions. And he says the political process is just as important right now as building up peacekeeping capabilities.
The kind of violence that occurred is not going to make any negotiation nor any deployment easy. And that's why an immediate ceasefire is so important. We need to never to forget that we are there to bring peace, to be able to deter potential spoilers, but we are not going to fight a war.
And he says the spoilers in Darfur are many. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.